4:30 p.m. in Iran's capital, Tehran. This is Press TV News. Thanks for joining us. French police have used force against yellow vest demonstrators who are out for a fifth consecutive weekend of anti-government protests. Officers armed with batons charged on protesters in Paris and fired tear gas to disperse them. The protesters took to the streets in defiance of calls by the French government to stay home. The fresh round of protests come despite President Emmanuel Macron's tax and wage concessions. The grassroots movement seeks to pressure the government into making further concessions. Six people have been killed and hundreds injured since the start of the protests over fuel tax hikes on November 17. Live images there you see there are coming through from Paris as to what's going on right now on the streets there. Police van is on the top right-hand side of your screen with the yellow vest obviously in front of them. It appears that there's something going on there. But for the most part, even though there have been minor scuffles, these protests have been relatively calm and peaceful. Obviously, given that it's the fifth weekend in a row, in defiance of calls by the French government, the yellow vest protesters have come out and they want to continue their protest. The streets of the capital, Paris, again, appears to have gone into somewhat of a shutdown mode, though some retailers have decided to stay open. The yellow vests are not satisfied with what the yellow vest protesters are not satisfied with what the government has given them in terms of what people are calling concessions. Let's bring in Jason Anruhe, who's a political commentator and analyst who joins us to shed more light on this for us. Jason Anruhe, fifth consecutive weekend in a row, and this day is not out yet. The numbers have increased, and this comes after a crucial weekend where some concessions were given by the government. The protesters have come out in defiance of that. What is your take on it?
Well, I think that this is a kind of thing that has been building for quite some time. Ever since coming out of the Great Recession and the introduction of neoliberal reforms inside the country, this kind of popular anger towards the government has been building. In these kinds of situations, you can only antagonize the people with cuts for so long. There's been a tremendous reduction of public services and public benefits. Now, a lot of people do see very much a class aspect to this, as some of the richest people in the country, some of the most lucrative businesses, continually find ways to avoid paying taxes. The government then has to turn around and cut services when it's the regular average people, the primarily middle class in this case, have been contributing to that system, but it's them who find their services cut, not a lot of the subsidies that are going to these same businesses that are trying to get away with paying as little in taxes as possible. So I think that while there may be a general class consciousness here, I think in general the people of France, or particularly those in Paris, are very much upset with the reducing back of the social democratic order, something that they don't feel is necessary to carry out. I mean, we've known for some time that the kind of neoliberal reforms are going to be those which have been instituted, frankly, across the entire world, that seeks to transfer greater sums of wealth into the hands of the elites within various countries. And this kind of popular backlash has been coming for some time. Europe has been suffering tremendously in trying to deal with its own after effects of the recession. We saw bailouts in Greece and in other various countries that have not fared as well as some of the other countries. There's a growing general unrest within the population, not just in these kind of social services sector, but in other sectors as well. There's a lot of popular right-wing anger against migrants that have been coming into the country, which they feel that their land is being stolen by the people. A nonsense claim, but the anger is certainly there. And there's many other issues as well, violence, crime, all of which are, when thrown all together, you get a very dangerous cocktail, something that threatens to break down the social order in general. And I think that's largely what we are seeing here in these protests. It is people who are angry for a variety of reasons, most of them at the government for the social services and the other benefits that they have lost. But there's also anger over many issues that are all coming to a head right now. We see people with all kinds of different political ideologies plastered on the back of their yellow vests. Some of them have hammers and sickles, and some of them have been seen with nationalist symbols, other than with pseudo white nationalist symbols. But I think there's a general unrest across the country because of the breakdown of the social order. Things in liberal democracy are not going the way that they had been originally planned. It was Francis Fukuyama who declared at the end of the Soviet Union that it was the end of history and that a liberal democracy had won out. The problem with this view is that the creation of liberal democracy coming out of the feudal age, that being the challenger as we moved into a new era, the modern era, this liberal democracy has always been the underdog. It has been the choice, the rebel against the other system. Now, during that time, it was the feudal order, ideas of divine right to own property, divine right for, different positions within society, and that change came about. And that really, the liberal democracy needs that kind of opponent to validate itself in order to reinstate itself, that it's us against them, and that when the last remnants of the kingdoms were gone, we then had the Soviet Union, and it was the liberal democracy versus communism. And then with the end of the Soviet Union, that liberal democracy, that uniting force that it has, that it's us or the terrible alternative, became very strange. There was no great other for the liberal democracy to rail against. In the past decade and a half, Islamic fundamentalism, forces like Daesh have been the great other, but nobody really feels like there is any real threat of the, realistically, Islamic fundamentalism is no threat to the Western democratic order. It's not going to happen. There's not going to be an installation of Sharia law, etc., into these societies, and people don't really buy it. Many more people are starting to realize that the war on terror has been a fabrication, largely to justify imperialism, but to also give that enemy to liberal democracy, to still give it that veneer that it is the moral choice among others, that it is the rebellion against the other great order, when really liberal democracy is now the global order. It's stretched across the entire globe, and it is defended a great deal by just about everyone in the world. It's no longer the rebellious alternative to the stale old ideas of feudalism and monarchies, but now it's the established order, and it doesn't have that real great other to fight against. Communism is gone. Islamic fundamentalism is not being held up as this kind of great force against it. So now it's turning inwards. Every kind of ideology, every kind of period in history goes through a transformation. And what we're seeing is the failures of liberal democracy because it has not carried out all of which it was claimed to do. Everything that comes up must come down. And I think that largely this is a kind of a cannibalization process. You have people that are who were right who have become the alt-right. You have people who were on the liberal end who have become much more extreme, much of what we're starting to see in mainstream Western society. This is the intensification of what it is that we're seeing, this cannibalization of social democracy eating itself in this kind of situation. And as this really continues, we begin to see a much greater difficulty for the society to be able to function, because there are contradictions among different peoples, different groups within society, which until now, liberal democracy has always had that uniting force of it's either us or that great other. Now that a great other no longer exists, they can no longer focus on that, and thus those divides between people in society have been increasing, and we could be looking at the end of liberal democracy as we know it. And this could be, we have a future to decide what's going to happen. Are we going to go into something new? Could the society devolve into fascism as the system attempts to hold itself together? Eastern European countries, they're taking a very hard rightward turn.
Right.
Many of them in that kind of order.
Thank you very much for that. Jason Onuha there, political commentator and analyst, talking to us from Ontario. Many thanks.